Business leaders and opposition urge Senate President Alcalumber to delay work schedule reform until after elections. Business groups and opposition lawmakers met with Senate President Davi Alcalumber to urge that the constitutional amendment altering the 6-by-1 work schedule not be voted before the elections. The proposal, already approved by the chamber, would introduce weekly days off and shorten weekly hours over a transition period. They fear a rushed vote during the electoral period and see Alcalumber as a key player who can influence the transition timeline. The meeting also discussed naming a rapporteur who is not seeking re-election to keep politics from pressuring the process. Industry groups and opposition asked Senate to slow down the PEC that would end the current long workweek plan and avoid voting before elections. The proposal would add days off and reduce weekly hours through a staged transition. They want a careful debate and oppose rushing talks during the election period. Alcalumber is seen as a key figure who could influence the transition timeline. The PEC still needs approval from the chamber. If the Senate changes it, both houses must reach broad agreement to move forward. PEC details and timing. The proposal, already approved by the chamber, would introduce 2 days off per week and reduce the weekly hours from 44 to 40 in a 14-month transition. The discussion followed a text negotiated by Hugo Mata and President Lula, with the expectation that deputies could vote on it in the near term. Officials note that delaying the vote would give lawmakers time to assess implications, political dynamics, and procedural paths. During the session, opposition Senator Rogerio Marinho indicated that participants asked for the debate to happen after the elections, arguing that the current moment is not conducive to sound judgment. He and other attendees suggested selecting a Senate rapporteur who is not seeking re-election to minimize electoral sensitivities. In the Senate, consideration would begin in the Constitution and Justice Committee CCJ, led by Otto Alencar, a Lula ally, which could shape the bill before it moves forward. If the Senate modifies the chamber's text, lawmakers would need broad consensus to enact a final version. Conclusion: the trajectory of PEC 6x1 suggests a preference for a cautious, thorough process rather than a rushed passage during the elections. Industry groups and the opposition advocate delaying the vote to allow deeper debate and to minimize electoral pressures, including the choice of a rapporteur who is not seeking re-election. Davi Alcalumber emerges as a pivotal figure whose influence could shape the transition timeline. The proposal, already approved by the Chamber of Deputies, would implement a 14-month transition that moves the weekly hours from 44 to 40 and adds 2 days off per week. Should the Senate amend the text, broad consensus between the two houses would be required to advance, with the CCJ overseeing initial considerations. In sum, while momentum exists, the unfolding path remains contingent on a deliberate, collaborative process that balances reform goals with electoral realities, guided in part by the Senate's leadership. Frequently asked questions: what happened recently? Business leaders and opposition met with Senate President Davi Alcalumber. They urged delaying the PEC that would end the 6x1 work schedule. They asked to vote after the elections. Who attended the meeting with Alcalumber? Industry reps and opposition senators were there. Rogerio Marinho attended as a leader of the opposition and ally of Flavio Bolsonaro. What is PEC 6x1 proposing? It would add 2 days off per week and cut hours from 44 to 40 over 14 months. Why do they want a delay? They fear a rushed vote during the election period. They want time to discuss and to choose a relator not running for re-election. What happens next in the Senate? The PEC starts in the CCJ. If the Senate changes the text, both houses must agree to promulgate. If it can't reach consensus, timelines stay uncertain.